This is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how to be Mormon and gay and how one gay man convinced himself to go straight.
But first, another sign that support for the war in Iraq is crumbling on the home front. Senator Richard Lugar, a rock-ribbed Republican from Indiana and a longtime war supporter, now says President Bush's Iraq strategy is not working. On the Senate floor yesterday, he said, quote, "The costs and risks of the current troop buildup outweigh any potential benefit, and the U.S. should reduce its military role there."
We have overestimated what the military can achieve. We have set goals that are unrealistic. And we have inadequately factored in the broader regional consequences of our actions.
That blunt assessment comes as U.S. forces in Iraq are engaged in a major offensive against al-Qaeda fighters north of Iraq in Bakuba. John Burns, a reporter for The New York Times, has been covering the operation and joins us now from Baghdad. Welcome, John.
It's a pleasure.
John, we just heard that frank assessment from Senator Lugar, and I'm wondering, first of all, if commanders in the field pay attention to that kind of thing, and if so, what effect it has on them?
Yeah, one of the many things to admire about the United States Army and Marine Corps in the field is that they just put their heads down and get on with the business. A senior commander told me at lunch today that they'll do whatever the civilian leadership in Washington requires of them. Mm. As for Senator Lugar's assessment that they've overestimated what they can do, I think it's a little early to say that. In the last few days, I've been at several places around Baghdad where the offensives are underway. I've been out in Ramadi, where, as you know, in Anbar province has been the most remarkable reduction in violence. And there's no doubt that this surge is having an effect, that al-Qaeda, for the time being, at least, appears to be on the back foot. Can that be sustained? Probably too early to tell. It's worth remembering that the surge troops, the last of them, went operational on June the 15th. That's only about, as you know, 10 days ago. These offensives are likely to continue for 60 to 90 days. So I think it's fair to say that the military have scored some spectacular gains in Anbar, which they hope they can export to Diyala and to the areas south of Baghdad, where al-Qaeda have major strongholds. And we'll see where it goes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the operation in Bakuba? American commanders said that the one big difference there from previous operations was that they hoped to get top al-Qaeda leaders to block off their escape routes, to get them before they escaped. Apparently that didn't happen.
Well, there are various interpretations of that. Of course, one of them, and you hear it from some American mid-level officers up there in Bakuba, is that the commanders flagged this offensive there in advance by saying that they had a major problem in Diyala province and that there would be an offensive there. That's kind of inevitable. Everybody knew where the trouble spots were. Everybody knew that the surge troops, if I can call them that, were being brought in to deal with those trouble spots in particular. So to say that they flagged to al-Qaeda in advance that they were coming is slightly unrealistic. It seems to me that we can't really have it both ways. The United States is an open society. We require of our military leaders that they be as transparent and open and candid as possible. They have been fairly candid about this, and that, of course, has told al-Qaeda they're coming, and al-Qaeda, at least at the leadership level, has fled. But the commanders are saying they know pretty well where they've gone, and they'll pursue them. They have more troops to do that now than they had before.
Well, given what you say about the conditions and about the open access to all this information, is it reasonable to ask if a surge of 30,000 additional troops can work in any case?
I don't think that we have the answer to that yet. We know that there were never going to be more than an additional 28,000 or 30,000 troops available. By the end of 2006, when the surge was ordered, it was pretty clear that this war was going to be lost if there wasn't a change in direction. As of right now, we're only about, I would say, halfway or a third of the way into the period of offensives under the surge. And as I said, it's difficult to judge how far it's going to go. I think what you can safely say is that the political surge, that's to say, the political surge by the Baghdad leadership of Nuri Kamal al-Maliki, the prime minister, then fellow Shia leaders and the Sunni leaders, that political surge has not happened. And since this was intended to create a political breathing space for the Baghdad political leaders to unite around some kind of national compact or program for national reconciliation, it really doesn't matter how much success the American military may have in the field if they don't have a partner in the political leadership in Baghdad.
Okay, thanks very much, John Burns. Appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's John Burns with The New York Times talking to us from Baghdad.